Okay, let us move from GIS to a very basic level data collection, the other part of the world, from India. This data collection, we did it as a part of USAID India Assisted Program, which is called ITAP. Majorly it is called an IFPS project, Innovations in Family Planning Services, which was a long 7 years project from 2005 to 2012. June it ended, and there was a component called technical assistance. So that is called an ITAP project. So Features Group was managing that ITAP activity. We primarily worked on three states, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, and Jharkhand. And this activity which we carried out in Jharkhand state, and Jharkhand primarily is a, I don't have any disclosures. Jharkhand is on eastern part of India, which is a newly created state, from carved out of from a larger state called Bihar, and which is about 27 million population, and is one of the most underdeveloped states in India. As far as India is concerned, you all well to know about, it is a very paradoxical country, where states like Kerala or Tamil Nadu, which has got very, very good health indicators, which even comparable to Europe or the more developed countries, where IMR is only 15, expectation of life is at around 75, 76, literacy rate of more than 90% literacy rate. Whereas the other paradox, other spectrum is like states like Jharkhand or Uttar Pradesh, northern states, IMR is like 70, over 70, 75, literacy rate of about less than 60. So it's a wide spectrum. So that's where I said India is a paradox. So you can see Jharkhand, about 23 districts, which got about 20, more than one quarter of the population is a tribal population. It's one of the most tribal populated state in India. So this is a part of USAID, as I just mentioned, USAID funded project, IFPS, that is Innovations in Family Planning Services, which is considered as one of the largest family planning programs ever funded by USAID. And the ITAP is the Technical Assistance Project, which just ended in June 2012. So the main focus of interventions are like provide technical assistance to Government of India and state governments, multisectoral dialogues, strategic information and analysis, and use of those information and giving it back to states and make the appropriate policy changes or policy dialogues, and develop, design, demonstrate, document the disseminate innovative public-private partnerships. And the project piloted, this ITAP project piloted about six innovative PPP models. So under this four or five listed items, the strategic information and analysis, that is what this particular presentation is about. As I mentioned again, Jharkhand, about 30 tribal groups are there. Near more than one-fourth of the population is of the state is the tribal population. And there is a huge gap in about their health-seeking behavior, their knowledge, and everything. So government of Jharkhand is not able to strategize their policies or strategize their programs. So that was the reason why we took up this survey or the, took up this study. The primary objective of this study was to understand the attitudes among the tribal groups their faith and beliefs, and health-seeking behaviors, how they are approaching, how they are taking the health services, and their cultural variations. As I mentioned, that there are over 30 tribal groups, so there is a huge variation between different tribal groups. And available health facilities in their setup. So what are their health facilities, whether it is a public health facility, private, or like very traditional health seekers. So we selected five tribes for this study, primarily because of these five tribes constitute about more than 85% of tribal groups in Jharkhand. So we thought that, okay, let us focus on only these five tribes. And the methodology what we used, unlike my previous colleague, GIS, very high-tech he used, but here it is very simple, very basic approach we conducted. It's a qualitative study. And we purposefully we selected two villages for each tribe. One village is close to the district headquarter or district the urban area, and one village is a bit far off, inside the forest or inside the away from the urban area, to get the spectrum of their behaviors. And we took the assistance of local NGOs, because without their help we cannot enter into their settlement. That is for sure. They are very aggressive. They will not allow us to enter into their settlement. So we took the help of local NGOs. The basic research tools we used, starting from the left, transect walk. Transect walk means, what I mean to say is that you just, if this is the village, you just walk across the village and meet the people. Because the tribal groups should identify you as their own person. Otherwise, they will not let you, first thing, they will not let you enter. Second thing, they will not let give you the information what you needed. So you should have a transect walk across the village, so that you feel like they feel like you as their own person. And second approach, research tool what we used was the PRA, that is participatory rural appraisal. While doing this transect walk, we talked to their village heads, tribal heads, or their selected very high level, they considered them as a high regards. And we took them to all around the villages and spoke to different people, households and people. And under the same way we did the social mapping. We collected all the key informations from that particular village. Then we deployed our investigators team, forced the field work. And we identified, during that course of activity, we identified key informants. Like there are many short forms which are very common in India. Still I am continuing it. ANM is the auxiliary nurse midwife, which is a government, in the government structure, she is used to be the lowest, grassroots level worker. And AWW is Anganwadi worker, which is again comes under, not directly under the health sector, but under the WC, that is Women and Child Development Department. So she works for that department. And TBA is a trained birth attendant. Because in villages there used to be dais. They call it dais. That traditionally they help pregnant women to deliver babies and all. So they are traditionally in ancestrally, for their generations, that people used to consider as the dais. They help the village women to assist their labor, this thing. And government around 20-25 years back, government of India trained them, picked them and trained them. Give them the training on birth assistants. So they call it as a TBAs, trained birth attendants. Then there are RMPs. RMPs means rural medical practitioners. They are not considered as the qualified practitioners, but they continue. They have their own generational knowledge, and they continue to practice medicines with not authentic sort of this thing. But they are very, very much strong in their village network. And traditional healers. Traditional healers, they knew leaves and those type of grasses. So those type of people. Because these people are key informants. Because they are generally doing these services for that tribal groups. Then in-depth interview we conducted. One couple each, very small scale study we conducted. And neonatal and maternal death. Which occurred in those households, we took them and we had an in-depth study, in-depth interview. And there are the substituted by FGDs with the eligible couples. Here eligible couples are for family planning services. And lastly, all this data triangulated, and we again sat with the rural, those village people and verified those results. So what are all the, some of the results I want to discuss. Generic information is a habitation, like living in the area for many generations, because they are the traditional tribal groups. And except one or two tribal groups, most of them don't have, they have land holdings. Except this one tribal group, all the other groups got land holdings. And the village size is about roughly 30 to 150 households. Main occupation is agriculture cultivation. And of late, recent activity, they just used to have one cultivation in 1 year. It's a single, because mainly it is depending upon monsoon. And rest of the year, they migrate to cities or other parts of the state or country and do the other work. Then they come back when the monsoon season arrives for the cultivation. So this is their general nature. And their religion, mostly animist. Animist means they worship nature. They are in the, according to the census, which is the government of India's census, they consider as a Hindu. But it is very recently they are converted into Christianity. It may be roughly 20 years, 15 years history. And they have designated a place for meetings, and also all the people will come at that particular place to meet and discuss the different activities. So mainly this is a sort of lifestyle they follow. So as I said, migration, it is out of if it is there is no monsoon, they immediately migrate to cities for the other labor. Some of the disease or morbidity pattern, for the elders, generally we found that malaria, diarrhea and pneumonia as the most prevalent in all the tribes. And among women particularly, miscarriages used to happen because of that malaria during pregnancies. And for the children, the respiratory infection, diarrhea, malaria, malnutrition and jaundice used to be more prevalent in that area. And this is some of the basic amenities and infrastructure. Most of the villages lack adequate even electricity, or they used to have infrastructure. Buildings used to be there, but human resources may not be available. Doctor, of course, doctor is unquestionable. He will not be, he or she will not be there. But at least lower cadre, public health nurse, or even lower to that, there are cadre called ASHAs. even they also even don't available for that area. And common perception about their existing health system is like away from their locality. It used to be very far off. And they usually prescribe, even if they approach that public health facility, these people are perceiving that they prescribe wrong medicines and outdated medicines and all, because they are not getting cure for that. So they immediately approach the traditional healer, which is settled in their settlement. That is their common perception. And other perception about their family planning is mostly, if you can see, they are all have a strong son preference. So any family planning adoption used to have after a male child, they tend to go for family planning services. Otherwise, even after third child or fourth child, they don't use any family planning services. It is about some of the common practices about the maternal health. Registration and registration of pregnancy availing ANC services, depending upon that ASHA. She is the lowest cadre of that government health system. If she is available in that particular village, people used to go for registration and etc. If she is not available, then none of them will not go for registration. And RTA for STA treatments and all, they never consult with a nurse. If nurse is available also, they will not consult. But instead, they go to traditional healers. Child health care practices, they generally, colostrum is, they think that colostrum is harmful to the child. So they generally avoid that. Instead, they give goat milk prior to the breast milk. So these are common practices in that. And even they gave frequent water also along with breastfeeding. And immunization, if ANM is visiting, then they will give the immunization. Otherwise, they don't care about the immunization at all. Traditional medicine and its significance. This is what I was keep on saying, that because that traditional health healer or who is actually presenting in that villages got a good rapport with the people. So whatever the disease pattern, whatever the problem, they immediately consult with that traditional fellow. But unfortunately, he is not qualified. He prescribes whatever he knows. So that used to be a big problem in that. So some of the, we then consulted with the government, state government, and we identified three key areas. That is the distance as one of the biggest problem, because most of these settlements are away from the Pakka road, or they can't approach the nearest health facility. And low awareness comes out to be, because most of them got a wrong knowledge about different modern medicines or services, and insufficient availability. Even if some of the villages got infrastructure and everything, but there is a lack of human resources, there is a lack of supply of medicines and etc. So these three things we identified and we consulted with the state government. So, and we put forward suggestions to the state government, like demand side interventions. They should create more knowledge about the different types of services and make the tribal groups well aware of all the services and its positive side of the services. And this across maternal, child, and family planning services. And as far as the supply side to improvement, there should be access, quality, and integration. Integration is about different departments and even different other services also can be integrated to the services. And the, just want to finish it off, because after we submitted this report to the state government, and they had, in 2011, they had a communication strategy specific to these tribal groups. They initiated that activity. Thanks.